Blog Talk Radio.
We have some late-breaking news. Bud and Margaret, the news today is, of course, the disaster that happened early this morning, East Coast time in Japan. I'm referring to the 8.9 earthquake with its accompanying tsunami that has devastated a great part of that country. Our prayers go out for the families and citizens of Japan.
Delta and United Continental have hubs in Japan, and all their flights have been canceled, according to reports on the Internet News Channel. One airport close to the epicenter has shown on Internet videos being completely underwater and aircraft scattered over a large area. Also, Hawaiian Airlines canceled flights going to Japan. I have heard late this afternoon that tsunami did make contact with the island of Maui, which has caused some damage.
Internet radio and TV coverage is so quick to reach the public, and so much material is available today through the computer internet connections. We've progressed at an unbelievable speed in technology, but Mother Nature's force, can humble even the most advanced technology back to the Stone Age as far as man's control over these forces. So we need to be thankful for advanced warnings and projections of the direction of the after effects for tsunamis, hurricanes, tornadoes, and other weather phenomena. In this respect, technology has certainly been responsible for the saving of lives.
Bud, let's do the before starting engines checklist.
Roger that, Captain. Circuit breakers.
Checked.
Flight recorder.
On.
Voice recorder.
Tested.
Oxygen.
On and 100 speakers checked.
On and 100 speakers checked. On and 100 speakers checked. I'm sorry about that, Cap. Anti-skid.
Tested to normal.
Evacuation signal.
It's armed.
Compasses.
Checked.
Annunciator lights.
Tested and bright.
Low-speed ailerons.
Normal and auto.
Rudder travel pitch feel.
On.
Exterior lights.
On.
Servo controls.
They're on.
Engine start panel.
Crank start abort.
Fire handles.
Up.
Seatbelt no smoking.
On.
Emergency exit and min cab lights.
Armed and on.
Ice protection.
Off.
Window heat.
Low and on.
Master radio switches.
They're on.
Auto flight now.
Checked.
Instrument switches.
Checked and normal.
Flight instruments and altimeters.
Checked and set.
GPWS.
Tested.
Engine instrument and one computer.
Checked and tested.
Gear lever.
Down and three green.
Omega.
It's checked.
Flap slat lever.
With the gauges.
Speed brakes.
Retracted.
Fuel levers.
Off.
Parking brake and pressure.
Set and checked.
Radar and transponder.
Standby.
Trim controls.
Set.
Main depressurization valve.
Air closed.
Electrical panel.
Checked and set.
Batteries.
Normal.
Fuel panels.
Checked and set.
Fuel quantities.
53,000 pounds. Centers reset.
Confirmed 53,000 pounds. Hydraulic panel.
Checked and set.
Oil quantity.
23.
APU.
Checked.
Fire and smoke detection.
Tested.
Air conditioning and pressurization.
Checked and set.
Ram air inlet switch.
Normal close.
Vent panel.
Checked blower off.
Test panel.
Normal and off.
Probe heat.
Checked and off.
We're down to the line, Captain.
I want to check to see if Margaret is...
I'll check with her, sir. Margaret, cockpit, you copy?
Roger, the captain is ready.
Okay, the cabin, cabin's ready, is ready, and you're ready too, Margaret.
Yes.
I understand. Roger that.
Okay,
thank
let's
you.
Go below the line.
We're down to the line. Okay. Fuel quantity?
53,000.
Beacon?
It's on.
And second officer panel?
Set for start.
Roger, sir. We'll start engines. Engine started, sir.
Okay, let's go ahead and do the before taxi checklist.
All right, door lights?
Checked and out.
Flight attendant signal?
It's been given.
Engine start panel?
Crank start abort.
Hydraulic panel and pressure?
Checked, set.
Brake fans?
As required.
United, I'm sorry about that. It's Eastern Radio Show, Flight 10. We are ready for taxi and ready for takeoff. Understand, we are cleared for takeoff. Eastern Airlines Rate Talk Radio Show is cleared to go.
Okay, do we have a caller on the line?
Sure do.
Caller? Yes, who's calling?
Yeah, Neil, Jim Hart, West Palm Beach. How are you today?
Hello, Jim. How was your cruise?
Oh, it was pretty good. I tell you, we've had better, but I don't know why, but on this particular ship, there were just so many people, long lines and things like that. I'm partial to Holland America and the other one. God, I can't think of it right
was
now.
It Carnival?
It wasn't Carnival.
No, we don't like Carnival. We've used them a couple of times, only when our younger children were with us years ago. God, I can't think of that thing right now. I'll think of it in a minute, though. My wife knows them like the back of her hand. In fact, we celebrated our 25th wedding anniversary on Wednesday of this week. And, of course, we're talking about the cruise we just returned from. And we thought, well, our son and daughter-in-law are coming down in a couple of weeks from New Jersey, and we'll probably head out on another one with them. There are so many good deals to be had right now, and especially Interline for former Eastern employees. If they haven't checked these things, they should do it because, gosh, you can get a 7-day cruise for around $500. And when you're talking about less than $100 a day, that's a pretty good deal.
Absolutely.
Great.
Yeah. Did you go through the Eastern Interline connections?
No, we had another connection. I like the casinos and was able to get some comps, and so that's what I use this particular time. There's another ship line out of West Palm Beach now called the Bahamas Celebration. Have you heard about that one?
I've heard about the Celebration, yes. Isn't that a huge ship?
It carries 1,500 people. It's really nice. It's a beautiful ship. It was made, built, I should say, partly in Germany, and my wife is partial to those people. But the interior of the ship is just magnificent, beautiful, hardwood floors. Everything is shining. The food is excellent. And, you know, for people who haven't heard about this thing, you can go for 2 to 3 days to the Bahamas. What you do, you board the ship in the afternoon in West Palm Beach. It takes off at about 5:30, and you cruise through the night. You end up in Freeport, Grand Bahama Island, in the morning. You have all day there, and you get back on the boat at night and come back to West Palm Beach. All of that for something like $190.
That's pretty good.
When you think about it, it's an excellent deal.
Did you run into any friends on the cruise ship?
Oh, yes, surprising. One of our friends here in the West Palm Beach chapter and his wife, Ray Blakely, and his wife, Grace, they were on board the same as we were in this one trip as a guest of the cruise line because we have, I guess, what you might call a line of credit in the casino. So doing that gives you a few more amenities, I guess, aside from what you pay for. So it's really a great time. You know, I haven't been on, Neil, for the last couple of weeks. I had some medical problems, and I'm back in full swing now, and looking forward to being with you in the coming weeks.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for your donation. It was sure appreciated here, and it's going to help a great deal to continue our show. And I was surprised at the amount, and I want to say thank you very much to you, and I'm sure the folks there at your chapter also had something to do with that. I believe you said that there was some extra money available, and you sent that on.
Well, we did. We have full support, of course, from the chapter, and I'm certain from other chapters throughout the system, and hopefully they will all gather together and send you a contribution to make sure we keep this thing going as long as possible.
Thank you so much. And right now we want to give our introduction. We did the checklist because we have a reason for that, but I want Margaret to go ahead and give our usual introduction so that way we can give the phone number to folks that want to call in. Margaret?
Well, Eastern Airline listeners, please stay tuned as we come to you live tonight from the chilly Ponte Vedra, Jacksonville, Florida area, where temperatures only reached in the low 60s today with a wind from the northwest at 12 miles per hour. Pollen count still very high here in the Jacksonville area. So won't you join us tonight by calling area code 213-816-1611 and share your thoughts with us. Again, that number is area code 213-816-1611. Also, we'd like to extend an invitation to those of you who are not members of our EAL group. We would love for you to join. It's free. Just go to our website, www.ealradioshow.com, and sign up. It's just that easy. And you may also email us at host@ealradio.com. Now, also keep in mind tonight that our third caller will win one of our famous EAL mystery gift prizes.
Don't forget, if you dial 213-816-1611, after that, press 1, and it'll show up on our screen here that you want to talk to us.
Jim, on your information that was in the EARA newspaper,
I'm glad you saw that.
Yes, we appreciate that. And I wanted to mention also that several other chapters have identified our radio show, and they're giving us plugs in their information that they send to EARA, and we really appreciate that. And the Retired Eastern Pilots Association magazine has already asked for 2 pages for their next issue, so that they can put it in their magazine repartee. Also, the Florida Aviation Historical Society has put up information about our radio show in their newsletter. I don't know if you are familiar with that, Jim, but it's a great newsletter that anyone can join. It's called the Florida Aviation Historical Society, operated out of Tampa, St. Petersburg, Clearwater area, and my good friend Dr. Warren Brown is the editor of that newspaper. Golly, he's been doing it for years and years, and it's usually about 20 pages, and I believe that the dues are a very small fee of about $15 a year. I don't even know how they afford to send out the newsletter at that amount of $15, but great information, some of the best jokes. I wish I could read some on the air, but I better not. But it's great to have all of these publications, EARA, REPA, Florida Aviation Historical Society, now mentioning our radio show. And we sure appreciate all the work you guys do down in West Palm Beach. And we want to also, Jim, periodically, we want to give information about the chapters just as they're printed in the newspaper, EARA newspaper, and we'll probably do that toward the end of our show.
That's fine, Neil. I have just one announcement. I guess you may have heard about the DC-7 flight that's going to take place on the 19th. That's this coming Saturday, next Saturday, not tomorrow, but next Saturday, the 19th, for $125. Anyone of the Eastern Airlines people can take the trip. I understand it's going to be probably half hour to an hour. and the airplane is going to cruise along the Florida coastline, East Coast, and I guess up beyond Palm Beach and all around. So I'm planning on taking my wife on that one, and I know that there are some of our other chapter members that are going to go as well. Have you heard about that one?
Well, we got some information from Bill Hirsch about the DC-7 operating out of New York, and at one of the small the airport up there, not small airport, but one of the airports up there. And we did read that announcement last week, but I didn't know that it was operating out of West Palm Beach or the Palm Beach area. Is that correct? Would you give us the information that you have again?
Yeah, I think it's going to be actually out of Opa-locka. And it's going to be in the morning of the 19th. And the person to get in touch with is Mr. Vito Borelli, who's vice president of EARA in the Miami office. So anyone calling the Miami office can talk to Vito. And he has a list of people. They're trying to get a minimum of 50 people to sign up. And unfortunately, some notice did not make the EARA newspaper. And so he's trying to do his best to ask all of us to put out the word, because I guess they have a deadline of probably Monday or Tuesday to determine whether the flight is actually going to take place. So Vito Borelli in the Miami office.
Well, I hope this announcement that you've made will help them. And we certainly will push this. If we just had the itinerary for the DC-7, where it will be operating, and I'm sure they'll be skipping around the state with the airplane doing the same thing there that they did in New York last week.
I would think they would, but of course, as you know, with the price of fuel and so on these days, they have a minimum number that they have to carry because they don't have a big pot of money to draw from. I can understand that myself, having paid today almost $4 a gallon for automobile fuel, let alone.
Yeah.
I think they're still using 145 in the reciprocating engines, are they? 145 octane?
Yeah, I would imagine it is that octane. What did you say your ticket cost?
$125 per person.
Okay, very good. Do you get a meal with that?
No. No, but I think the stewardesses on board may have a pack of chewing gum or a package of potato chips or something like that.
That's actually going to be a bargain, because I hear the other carriers charge you $9 more for a window now. So this is a deal for $125.
Well, I just went online with U.S. Airways. We have frequent flyer mileage with them. And when we go to our summer home on the island of Martha's Vineyard, my wife flies back down here after spending some time up there because she doesn't want her gardens to get ahead of her. And do you know, when I checked on the seating arrangements, on the seat plan that they had, there are certain seats on the airplane that they're charging, making an extra charge for.
Yeah,
I was surprised at that.
Yeah, not the industry that we knew, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Anybody going to be filming this, by the way?
I'm not sure. Of course, Vito would be the one to know that.
Yeah,
I probably ought to give him a call at home and ask him to make sure, if he's not tuned in now, to call in, because it'd be nice for him to give us a rundown on it. I think I'll do that, Neil, and I'll come back online. Is that okay?
That'd be great, Jim. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And while you're offline, we're going to go ahead and give that phone number for folks to call into the station again. Margaret?
Yes, that phone number again is area code 213-816-1611. Again, area code 213-816-1611. We're waiting for your calls.
And don't forget to press 1 so we know you're calling.
Okay, very good. I have a few questions that, first of all, we had some trivia that we want to ask some questions tonight. But the reason for our checklist, I think I've already stated that, haven't I?
No, you haven't.
That the reason for our checklist is we didn't want to tell you what type of airplane that checklist was for. So if anyone calls in and can identify the aircraft with the checklist that we read at the beginning of the show, there were some key items in that checklist that should easily identify that airplane, especially to the pilots that flew it. So I'm not going to say what type of airplane it is, but I flew it at one time. So hopefully someone will call in with the answer to that. Margaret, you have a few trivia questions too, don't you?
Yes, I do. So let's just go ahead and jump right in. And here's the first one. So let's see if all of you pilots know.
Oh, boy, she talked about it last week.
Uh-oh. Okay, what airline began as a crop dusting company in Louisiana?
I raised my hand. I think I know.
You bet, because I don't.
Was it Delta Airlines?
Oh, very good.
What do I get?
Okay, well, this is a contest. I have 10 questions, so Niels has 1 point. Bud has zero.
Okay.
Is this for dinner? Right. Is that what this is about?
This sounds like the quiz that
Jeopardy.
O'Reilly would give on Fox News.
Oh, yes. That kind of. All right. Second question. And by the way, our listening audience, if you want to participate in this, go ahead and give us a call, 213-816-1611, and let's see if you know the answer. But you got to be quick.
Right out of my mouth. Very good. All right.
All right. What airline was originally headquartered in El Paso, Texas? What airline?
Hughes Air West, I think, wasn't it?
I need a buzzer. Nope.
Okay. Will I get a shot at it?
Yes, you do.
I want to say Texas Air.
No, that is not correct.
Is that an also?
Yes, it is. I just didn't want to make that funny sound.
Is it
sound.
A Brana?
No. Okay. Let me ask the question one more time. What airline was originally headquartered in El Paso, Texas?
El Paso Air.
I don't know, but that was a good plane, you know?
Oh. All right. The answer to that was Continental.
You know, I had that in my mind. I said, no, it couldn't be Continental.
Now what are they doing in Denver?
It said Continental moved their operations from El Paso to Denver before settling in Houston.
Okay. Well, I've got one.
Go
Let's go back and forth. Here's my next trivia question. Where would you find the world's longest runway?
Oh, man.
The fashion designer runway in Paris, France. Oh, no, it's not that kind of runway.
Margaret, I'm sure you've walked down that runway several times.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Either one of you?
I was going to say there's one over here at Cecil Field, but I'm not.
That's 11,000, but that's not the one. As a matter of fact, Cecil Field here in Jacksonville, it was an alternate runway for the space shuttle.
That's right.
It's been designated the alternate.
That's right.
But this is a space shuttle airport as well, so that should give you the clue that I'm looking for.
Does that have a guy's name to it?
Yes, it does.
Is it Edwards Air Force Base?
It is Edwards Air Force Base. Now, can you tell me how long it is?
Oh, God. Have to be about 3,000 feet? 3,000. I'm all right.
Okay, I want to give it to you. 39,600 feet long, which is 7.5 miles long.
Wow.
And they land the shuttle there. Margaret, the next one is yours.
All righty. Who was the first airline to establish a home page on the Internet? First airline to establish a home page on the Internet.
Well, that's a good trivia question.
No.
God, I can't win tonight.
It couldn't be Eastern Airlines because we were out of business in 1991, but it was probably
United.
Delta Airlines.
No, let me give you a hint. It was a common sense idea from a common sense airline.
Common sense airline, Southwest.
Southwest, yay.
Southwest.
All right.
Herb Keller. Yeah. Herb Keller probably got it on the Internet.
Right. Very good. Yeah. It was Southwest.
Yeah. You've got another one?
Okay, let's try this one. This is rather interesting. What airline was the first to ban smoking on all North American flights?
Well, hold on that question for a second.
Okay.
Well, I believe we have a caller online.
Caller, is that you, Jim, again?
Yeah, it's me. In fact, I just spoke to Vito and gave him his your number, and so he's going to come online in just a moment. So perhaps can we talk for a minute, and can he still get in?
Oh, sure, yeah. Yeah, we can talk.
Oh, good, okay. Well, watch for him. I just dropped the phone. He's at his home in Miami right now.
Okay. Okay, yeah, stay on board. If you like, you might be able to answer a trivia question or two. We'll send you a prize.
Okay.
Margaret, give Jim an easy one.
Give him an easy one.
Oh, let's see, an easy one. Okay. All right, Jim, what airline was the first to use radio communications?
Got to be Eastern.
No, it wasn't Eastern. It was the airline. What airline was the first to use radio communications?
No, it could be Pan Am then, because they were so big early on.
Is that right?
You know what, Jim? You just won the EAL Mystery Prize. It was Pan Am in 1928. They installed radio equipment.
Wow,
yay.
That is great. That is great. Okay.
We also have someone online that thinks they can guess the checklist that we use.
Caller?
Shay?
Oh, who's calling? Is this Shay? Oh, okay. I think I see a text message here. I forgot that we do have text capability here. And I want to welcome my daughter, Shay Bradley, and hopefully my granddaughter is there with her, listening to her dad on the show. And welcome aboard. Thanks for typing in that you're listening. And let's see, do we have any other callers?
Well, she guessed the L-1011.
Oh, she said that, okay, that was her guess, the 1011.
Yeah.
No, we can't say it was a 1011, but it was a big airplane.
Shay, it took us some time. We thought you were on the phone, but now we see you're texting us.
Okay.
I'm glad that she's there with you.
All right. Okay, so maybe someone else can do this. Okay, very good.
Interesting.
Neil, I have a question for you for a little later on, maybe.
Go ahead.
How many of our listeners remembered when the first of the 727s came along, and they called them the 727QC? How many people know what that QC meant?
I know what it meant because I flew it many times at night.
So didn't I, for a company called Emery.
But I believe
it. A lot of people don't realize that we shipped seats over the highway in regular large trucks to make sure we had seats at the end where we needed them.
It was a quick change, and it really was a quick conversion that the guys pulled the seats out on those tracks, and there the rollers were for the pods that were rolled in, and it was a great operation. As a matter of fact, I believe that was a brilliant move by Mr. Floyd Hall to introduce the – correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, because I believe you would know who started that. Wasn't it during Mr. Hall's presidency?
Yes, I believe it was in late 63 or 64, and I remember talking to some of the fellows in Miami – Frank Sharp, Bill Cambray, and some of those fellows who were involved in part of it anyway. And also, of course, Captain Halliburton. You remember him.
Oh, I sure do. Absolutely. John Halliburton. Yeah.
Yes.
I've got a question for you. I read this somewhere, and you might be able to verify it. The 727 was called a three-holer. Do you know why it was called the three-holer?
I would think because of the three engines.
No, that's not the case. It's because it was the first airliner to have three toilets in the airplane. Up until then, they were either two
now,
or less.
Is that a joke?
No, man. That's supposed to be true.
That's the joke that they were using over in United, I believe.
Oh, well, yeah. No, I believe I read it in a Boeing magazine. I'm going to find that
you
book.
You better find
I'll
that
find
out.
That
okay.
book.
This is Lou Ann. I'm just kind of joining here at the last minute. You know, we don't even have any of those holers on our planes. We actually have an outhouse, and it's attached to the back of the plane.
Air Kentucky.
Kentucky.
What you're telling me is if you're in there reading the paper, don't lean back.
Use the paper. I've got another one here. Which is the... did I ask this question? What's the world's highest airport?
No, you did not.
La Paz.
Well, it was the highest airport that Eastern Airlines went into, and I think it was about, I believe it was around 13,000 feet elevation at La Paz, Bolivia. But the highest in the world is in Tibet, and that elevation is 15,548 feet above sea level. Jim, we've got another caller here. This may be Mr.
Borelli.
Borelli, I believe. Okay, caller?
Yes, Vito Borelli here.
Vito, how are you? Yes, it is. Captain, good to hear from you again.
Hey, Captain Neil Holland, how are you? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I know it's
how
been a long time. Doing fine.
Hey, congratulations on your radio show. I just got a call from Jim Hart that told me to give you a call, so... I'm calling as soon as I can. But anyhow, it was a pleasure to talk to you. And anyhow, we're doing real great. We've got our first flight coming up on a DC-7B on the 19th of March. And so far, I've got 32 seats sold, and I got a few more to go. But there may be a delay because I was talking to Jim Roger Drummond. He's the supervisor in charge. He said the airplane's up in Long Island right now, and they're going to do they're doing a film on it with Pan Am or something, and they got the left side decorated with Pan Am. But he said that it's supposed to come back Friday and hopefully be ready for Saturday morning. I'm hoping it'll be ready, but if not, we'll have to cancel out and take another date. So I said, well, I'm just as well. Give me an opportunity to put in our newspaper for the April newspaper, which would be closing out in a couple of days. So we'll make it April 16th, and we'll have another flight then. So if we are interested in them and anybody wants to go on it, we're charging $125 for retirees as opposed to $250 what he normally would get. But it's going to be a flight from Opa-locka up to West Palm and down to the Keys and then back at a 500-foot level so they could take pictures of the beach and so on and so forth back to Opa-locka. So it'd be an inaugural flight with us, with our retirees. So if you want to advertise that on the radio, you can. So.
Well, we certainly will, Vito. And it would be great.
Okay.
Also, if you talk to any of the pilots flying that airplane, would you please give them our contact number or either our website? So they can call in, and we'd love to talk with them about it.
Could I give you the number I just called you at, 213-816-1611?
Sure.
Okay.
We use that week. Every week at 6 p.m.
Okay.
We're on the air.
Every week at 6 p.m. Okay.
Friday.
Okay, Neil, we'll do that. And like I said, it's going to be in our newspaper, the April newspaper. I don't know if you get my name. Do you get my newspaper?
I sure do. By the way, is it too late to get in an article in there about the radio show?
No, if you send it to me by the 15th, send it to me by the 15th. Could you email it to me?
Yeah, I'll email it. As a matter of fact, put it in the email tomorrow to you, okay?
Put it to the email, and I'll make sure it gets in the paper. How's that?
Very good.
In the April paper. All right, Neil?
Okay, very good. How's your health? You doing fine?
Very good, very good. Thank goodness I feel very good. I go to the office 3 days a week. I go to gym Tuesdays and Thursdays. So staying healthy, that's the main thing.
That's
so
great. That's super. Good to hear from you.
How you doing, all right? How you
I'm doing fine. I'm still eating a lot,
Well,
exercising
less. You have to eat. You have to eat, but make a certain amount of keep the calories down, right.
There you go. Well, thank you so much.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What's that?
This is Jim Hart.
Oh, yes, Jim.
Vito,
you're on also.
What time on Saturday morning, the 19th, should people plan to be at Opa-locka if it's a go?
Okay, the flight should be around 9:30, but I'd like everybody to be there by 9 o'clock for an orientation. That would be the set time, 9, and we have a flight time between 9:30 and 10. So, okay.
That sounds great.
Okay, and like I said, I'm going to make an announcement Monday because I won't know for sure until Monday when I get talk with Roger Jarman in relation to if it's going this week. If not, we'll have to make it for the 16th of April. So I'm hoping we have a go anyhow, but we'll see what happens. Right? What happened was last month we just missed the newspaper, but if I get it in the paper and if Neil puts that over the radio, we should have a couple of sellouts. We could have a couple of flights, one behind the other, I mean, for that matter. So,
hey, Vito,
whatever works out, yeah.
Vito, here's a request. Now, I think I've already posted a video about the DC-7 that Bill Hirsch sent me, and I have it in our video section on our website. And again, the website is www.ealradioshow.com, and there you can click on videos, and you'll probably run down, and you'll see the DC-7. Okay. I believe it was the one that had the initial takeoff and landing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah,
that was a while back. Vito,
right.
But...
It just came back, but it was out west. It was at an aviation show out in Wisconsin, I believe. That's what Roger told me. He just got back from there. And it went up to New York. It's at Long Island, somewhere in Long Island. They're doing a film on it with Pan Am. So.
Yeah, I published that. I mean, we did that announcement last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, Bill Hirsch asked us to... tell everyone that they were going to have the airplane at the airport up there in New York. I forgot which one it is now, but we did mention that last week. And I wish I had known about the one that's going out of South Florida there. Bud's got a question for you, Vito.
Vito, this is going to be a pretty big event. I wonder, is anybody going to film this? We're going to be able to get a media?
Yeah.
You might be able to see
we're
it?
Yeah, we're going to have the media there, so I'm sure local stations are all going to be there, so we did notify all local stations, so I'm sure it'll be a big event.
Good. It needs to be because it is a big event.
Yes, it is, and we're still hoping for this airline. Well, hopefully one day we're going to get it back up in the air, and it's still alive, you know, that Mr. Ed Weagle is still working on it, so we're still trying to gather money.
Vito, were you able to listen in when we had Mr. Hall on the radio about 2 weeks ago, wasn't it? Two or three weeks ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago.
And we talked to him, and hopefully we will get him back on the air. But we were supposed to have him last week, and he had taken a fall and was taken to the hospital. So we're hoping that he's doing well. I've been unable to get in touch with Mr. Hall. I tried the last couple of days, and he's not answering the phone, and so maybe he's still recovering.
Probably, yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys know. Do you know Roland Moore, who's our attorney?
Sure. Yes, Roland Moore.
Roland Moore is very active with me. I mean, he's he represents us at the Retirement Association, but But we're involved with the Historical Society of Miami and the Broward Community College. As a matter of fact, just a couple of weeks ago, they came over and picked up a lot of stuff. And it's going to be on display sometime in June of this year at the Museum of Miami. They're going to put a big display on for Eastern Airlines. So,
that's great.
And it's going to run for a year. So they're going to put that all together, and there'll be a big announcement on that too. So
The more we can talk about it and you guys print the wonderful articles in the EARA and repartee and all the magazine publications, by golly, I think the public's going to demand to get Eastern Airlines back in the air.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope so. I'm hoping for it, really. So We're working on it real hard, let me tell you.
A suggestion for you, Neil. About getting in touch with Mr. Hall. I think you remember he mentioned that Charlie Simons lives in his same town in Vermont. And it might be a good idea to call Charlie because Charlie would be up to date on Mr. Hall's condition.
I'll do that. I'll do that over the weekend. I'll give him a call. And the contact we had was from Mr. Hall's daughter, Nancy.
Oh.
And and I didn't talk to her directly. I was out of the office when she did call. But she said her dad had taken that fall and was unable to be on the show that night.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Don't forget now, in April, you can send him a card. I've got his address, and I'm going to go ahead and give it to anyone that's listening. You can reach Mr. Hall at Floyd Hall, Floyd D. Hall, at Post Office Box 9696, and that's South Woodstock, Vermont, South Woodstock, Vermont. And I had a zip code for him, but my producer is looking it up now, and hopefully we'll be able to give that to you also. I know it begins with a zero. Everything in New England zip codes begin with a zero, but I can't help out with the other five numbers.
Oh, wait a minute there, Bert.
But I'm sure he would appreciate a card, and also his birthday is April, next month, is his 95th birthday.
95th? Oh, boy, very good.
Yeah.
I know Roland Moore is in contact with him quite a bit, because Roland Moore goes up to Vermont quite a bit.
And, the zip code is 05071. And that's
05071, okay.
Yeah, 05071, and that's 96, okay. Box 96, South Woodstock, Vermont.
Okay, we'll send him up a birthday card.
Great, great.
Okay.
Jim, go ahead.
Another suggestion, Neil. The cutoff date for the EARA newspaper is the 15th of the month.
15th of the month, yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Anything you can get to them via email, it'll get into the paper.
Vito and Jim, we are planning toward the end of our radio show, probably the last 3 or 4 minutes, we're going to give the announcements of all the chapter meetings that will be in the month casting in.
Okay.
And
good.
It sounds good.
So,
well, you're breaking up, Neil. Oh.
Oh, well,
I was just thinking.
You're breaking up. Okay.
Okay. I was thinking that I just realized that that my ex-wife was an Eastern flight attendant. And I think she's
really?
An Eastern employee that I don't like.
That was from a United pilot.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thanks for the suggestions, and we'll certainly be doing as much as we can to keep people informed, and just like you do, Vito, with the great newspaper. And
thank you, Neil. If you're down this way, just give me a call. At least we can, you know, we'll stop at the office, we'll have lunch together, or we can talk about a lot of things. So if you're down this way at all, come down, stop and see us.
I will. My little brother's got a condominium there at Pier 66, the old Pier 66 in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, yeah, it's right here. Right. I live here in Cooper City. I'm in Cooper City.
Yeah, it sure is. And I like to take advantage of that as often as I can. But I'll give you a call, and maybe we can do lunch.
All right, give me a call when you're down there. We'll do lunch together, and we'll discuss a lot of things. I'm sure we can help a lot out, help each other out in quite a bit, okay?
Thanks so much, and take care, Vito.
All right, Neil. All right, take care, Neil. Nice talking to you.
My pleasure.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I wonder if anybody out there that has an idea what the checklist was that we used this evening. Somebody's got to have an idea.
Jim, take a... Are you still there? Why don't you guess an airplane that we had that checklist read earlier?
Can I qualify for two prizes in the same night?
Yes, they might be the same prizes.
Oh, gosh. Do you know? Let me just take a guess. It was the L-1011.
No, my daughter guessed that also, but that's not the airplane. We'll see if we can get a caller before the end of the show. And we do have another caller, and let's see. Someone else is on the line.
Hey, this is Norma up in Tallahassee.
Hey, Norma, how are you?
I'm getting over the flu. Is that airplane the Constellation?
No, it was not the Constellation. But while we've got you on the phone, you are our third caller, so you have won a prize.
Great.
Now, have you been a previous winner, Norma? I don't believe you have.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, here's what we need from you. We need you to send us an email, or you know, on our website, just send on the contact us your address, and we'll send that out to you. Okay.
Oh, great! I'll do that. I'm going to send you a donation too.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your support. And speaking of donations, by the way, anyone out there listening that would like to contribute to the cause, we need some financial help here keeping our radio station alive, so we would appreciate any support that you can give us. Norma, you're right over there in all the action now with the General Assembly meeting.
Oh, I work for a lobbyist part-time, so I can tell you a lot about it.
No.
And it ain't good.
It ain't good. Okay. Norma, were you a flight attendant?
No, my husband was lead mechanic in the pneumatic shop.
That's right. I remember now. Yes.
Virgil Gandy's.
Okay.
And he would love this program. I wish he was alive to hear it.
Well, thank you so much for listening, and especially for your contribution. We appreciate it.
Yeah, he's been gone 12 years.
Oh, my goodness.
He had a heart transplant, so we had some good years before he went.
Oh, well, we certainly appreciate you calling. And we have one other person on the line, Norma, I believe, that to want might you can't you you said the constellation, which no, that was not the checklist, but we do have another caller, and before we go off the air, we want to see if we can get a person to identify that airplane.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we have another caller on the line.
Yes, this is Dale Brown.
Dale, how are you?
Good, good. I think I flew everything but two that had held 53,000 pounds of fuel. And so I'm guessing that it's either the DC-8 or the 720.
No. This was a short flight for this airplane, 53,000 pounds of fuel. But it
okay,
wasn't.
It had to be the 47 then.
No, it was not the 747. Golly, please. You know, I said 53,000 pounds, but, you know, there are a couple of items on this checklist that I thought would be a dead giveaway for the airplane, and one of them was engine instruments in one computer, checked and tested. That doesn't ring a bell, does it?
Didn't ring a bell. The other thing that didn't ring a bell with me was the brake fans.
Okay, and how about the engine start panel where the response is crank, start, abort? That was only on this airplane. Would you get an item like that on the before starting engine checklist? Crank, start, abort.
Boy, I can't think of it. But it's been a few years.
Yes, okay. How are you getting along, Dale?
Good. I'm in Tucson, Arizona right now.
Oh, how's the weather? Weather good?
It's about 85, 86 degrees and sunny.
Well,
I spend most of my time in North Idaho, up near Coeur d'Alene. But we've got a winter place down here that I spend some time in.
You said Tucson. You're right there where Hal Nord is.
Is he? I didn't see in the repo. I didn't see his.
Yeah, look at Hal Nord now. In the repo magazine, the roster, he may be still showing that he's in the Palm Beach area, down in Jupiter or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
But let's see, Jim, are you still with us? But at any rate, he did move out to Tucson, Arizona. And, Jim, I believe Hal Nord used to be in your chapter, didn't he?
That's correct. And he lived in Juneau, Florida, just above North Palm Beach.
Juno, that's correct. But he's living in Tucson now, so you might want to look him up, Dale.
I'll see if I can find him.
I can give you Hal's telephone number if you'd like.
Okay, pen in hand.
Okay, Hal, this is his cell number, 561-236-5955.
Okay.
And he has another number. I think it may be local out there in Tucson. It's 236. Let me see. No, 622-8092.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
622-8092.
Great.
I'll try that cell first, though.
Now, while we've got both of you on the line, we've got one other caller, and we can take another caller on this multi-line complex system we have here. And area code 678, are you on the line?
This is Tim Neal. I don't know if that's what you're looking for or not. Yes, hey, are you?
No, it's not, Tim, unless you know which airplane we're talking about, and if you didn't hear the checklist. Huh?
Oh, I heard. I was listening to, this feels like that old show with Peggy Lee or somebody on it. But maybe I can ask some questions. What year was this happening with this airplane? What year
this
did you start
this
flying?
Airplane came on the property about 1980, I would imagine, the late 70s, early 80s.
Early 80s.
And we got our initial order was 30 airplanes. Now, certainly that should give you a hint. And
L-1011?
Everybody's guessing the L-1011. It's not the L-1011, but it's a two-engine jet airplane.
This is the 57. I flew that.
It's not the 757 either.
Not? Okay.
Golly, Pete, I can't believe that we... let me give you one more hint. Now, whoever says it first is a winner, okay? And here's the big hint. We flew this airplane on a lot of late-night freight trips with passengers.
Oh. Late-night freight trips.
Especially out of Houston, Texas.
Didn't Eastern have that all-night passenger service?
We called it the Moonlight Special.
Moonlight Special.
Now, if you don't remember the Moonlight Special, you will not remember the airplane because we only used that one airplane. I mean, not that one airplane, but that type airplane. We do have another caller, and the caller's got his hand raised. And, caller, can you guess the airplane?
Hi, this is Gail from Kansas City.
Hey, Gail, can you guess the airplane?
Well, no one's guessed the Airbus yet.
Wow.
Oh, she did it.
The bell.
She did it. Oh, my God, and I didn't even hear. I missed the first 5 minutes of the show.
You just, through the process of elimination, guessed the Airbus. It was the A300 Airbus. Guess what? You're going to get a duplicate gift. You won last week, I believe. Did you get that gift?
I won, yeah. Thank you.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, and I'm not a pilot or, a flight attendant or anything. But it was a process of elimination.
Yeah, can I ask Gail a question?
Go ahead and ask Gail
a question. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Gail. Gail, tell me, do you know Billy Hale, who lives in your area? Billy and I worked together in Hartford, Springfield in 1958 or 59, I think it was.
Yeah, and I met you in New York, and I saw you last year at the picnic in April.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gail Bone Rothrock. I was the Gail Bone at the time. Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great, Gail. It's good talking to you.
Yeah, you too. This is great.
Well, good that you called, and you've got the you won the the mystery prize, which is no mystery to you. I'm going to have to look around here and see if I can find something else besides what I sent you. Now, please don't tell what you received, because that's our standard
gift.
Oh,
no, it's a big secret.
four wheels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I will miss the next week's program, where I'm flying off to London. And anyway, I'll be there for about 4 or 5 days.
Just on vacation? I hope you're going to take it easy and go on vacation in London, huh?
Well, I'm only going because my boyfriend's son, who lives there and works there, is marrying a Brit. You know, and the wedding is Saturday, the 19th.
Okay. Well, congratulations to her. That's wonderful.
That was her boyfriend?
Yeah. My boyfriend's son is getting married, in London. Yeah.
Gail, are you using that Interline $199 fare?
I wish I were. No, he didn't want to go that route. He wanted to pay for the full ticket. You know, I didn't want to go standby. And I said, oh, no, let's, you know. But I couldn't talk him into it.
That's wonderful, though.
Well, guys, we appreciate everything that you've contributed here. And we have just a few more minutes. And we're going to, as I mentioned to Vito, we're going to give the chapter news. And I think we've found something that we can get interest here of folks calling and guessing the checklist of the Eastern Airplanes. I think that's a wonderful little new feature that we will introduce
here.
That's
an old checklist in my house.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Neil. I'll hang up now. And Jim, it was nice talking with you. So,
and Gail, good talking.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
And bon voyage. Have a good trip.
Thanks.
Neil, can I give a plug for the Palm Beach chapter?
Sure can. As a matter of fact, I was going to if you didn't.
Okay. The Palm Beach chapter meets 12 months of the year on the third Thursday of the month at noontime at the Pegasus Restaurant at 301 North Dixie Highway in Lake Worth. We have, it starts at noontime. We have a speaker at every meeting. The last speaker last month was a local probate judge who told us all about the probate process. The one before that was the fire marshal from Palm Beach County telling us what problems they have had with seniors. What are the most serious problems? And would you believe seniors cooking in the kitchen leave the kitchen and start a fire burning pots and so on.
Oh, my goodness.
This coming, the next meeting, of course, is March 17, and we have hospice coming to tell us all about taking care of seriously ill people.
Okay, thanks so much. You did start part of what we're about to mention now, so we're just going to go right on into it. And I want to start with Central Florida. Their next meeting is March 17th, which is the third Thursday of each month. They meet at Denny's at 440 South Cimarron, and that's in Orlando. You can contact Joyce Anderson, and they are having their next meeting March 17th, 11:30 a.m., and her number is 407-358-8686.
And the Washington, D.C. chapter, their next meeting will be March 19th at the Polo Grill in Lorton, Virginia. So for more information, please contact Gene Ferguson at area code 540-354-1251.
In Nashville, the next meeting is March 26th at 12 noon. It's at the Piccadilly Cafeteria. Meetings are the last Saturday of each month, and call John for details. John A. DePriest, his number is 615-872-9578.
And the Palmetto Regional, next meeting Saturday, March 12th, 1:15 p.m. at the Blue Ocean Restaurant in Clinton, South Carolina. Dave Williams, 864-228-8369.
Pittsburgh, next meeting, March 29th at Jerry D's Hangar, 500 Flattery Run Road, Moon Township. Call Tony for details. Regular meeting is the last Tuesday each month, Call Tony at 412-771-3429.
Syracuse, March 14th, Jack Conway, 315-487-5651.
And last but not least, Tampa Real Chapter, next meeting March 30th, held at Seminole Heights Methodist Church, Central at Hannah. Meetings last Wednesday each month. Rick Nardelli, 813-932-0330.
Folks, that's it for tonight. And from all of us, Bud, Margaret, and myself, Neil Holland, we say
good night.
Good night. Good night.